every Green Diva needs a sidekick. At the Green Divas radio show, they're called Green Dudes. Time now for a deeper shade of green from a guy's perspective.
Hello, we're here again for another Green Dude segment with Paul Miller.
He's back. We love him. We love him. He's back and he's going to keep coming back.
Well, yeah, and he's a great guy to talk to when it comes to local, you know, local community action and rallying community. He's done such a good job as the coordinator. I can never get your title right. Say it again.
Coordinator for the Office of Sustainability for the town of Morristown.
Well, you'd think that would be simple.
It just
enough,
rolls off
right?
your tongue.
Just rolls
yeah,
off your tongue.
Yeah. We've got to find it. Coordinator Sustainability Morristown. That's all you had to remember.
That's it.
But, you know, with the holidays coming, I thought we should talk. And I know Paul, because I have been involved with some of the work he's done. I know Paul has done buy local campaigns in Morristown very successfully. So I wanted to talk to him about helping encourage folks to buy local this holiday season.
Yeah. Shop your local hardware store. Really.
Buy green, buy local.
Absolutely. Shopping local has so many positive contributions to a community, obviously. Or maybe not obviously. But local businesses put significantly more of their dollars back into the community than does a big box or a national name.
I mean, even like from the local baseball team to whatever, sponsoring local events. I mean, really, that's why you want to really support and patronize these local companies.
Absolutely. And there are all kinds of resources out there. If you've got a local chamber of commerce, obviously that's part of their call. They may not know the resources that are available to them through organizations like the Institute for Self-Reliance and Yes Magazine and
Bali,
the building Business Alliance for Local Living Economies. Those acronyms almost got caught on that one.
That one is BALLE.
Correct.
Bali.
And then another really interesting one, which is kind of a meshing of some of the subjects we've been talking about lately, is slow money.
Is
a really big movement now to have people not just doing their commerce and consumer purchases locally, but looking at really
investing.
A throwback to the way things were, where you did invest in your local community. In this particular case, they're asking for people to consider investing 1% of their portfolio in the local food system.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it's, slowmoney.org. It's a phenomenal
interviewed,
interesting.
Woody.
Woody. Mm-hmm. Woody, what's his last name? Tesh.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wrote the book Slow Money, literally wrote the book on slow money.
Yeah, he did.
Called Slow Money. And I was able
was
to attend one of the national gatherings, which was so
inspiring.
Oh, you
went out to San Francisco, didn't
you? I went
to
the one in San Francisco a couple of years ago, and we brought back some of the ideas. One that we employed in our town, we lost our natural food store after 30 years.
No
kidding. And
that
was a huge, huge hit to our local economy. And so in trying to inspire someone new to come in, we proposed an idea that we learned from kind of the slow money concept, and we were actually able to help them sell affinity cards prior to his opening, and they sold literally over $70,000 worth of gift cards prior to even opening the doors.
Wow.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's
so
really brilliant. That's
kind
a great
of,
idea.
That's kind of like a pre-affinity.
You know? Are you organizing anything for holiday shopping?
Well, we certainly support our local business association. In our town, it's the Morristown Partnership. It's organized under Special Improvement District enabling legislation, and they've got a great gift certificate program. They do an incentive-based program around the holidays that for every $50 in gift certificates you buy, they give you an extra 10 for free.
Oh, nice.
So
and these are local stores that you can
in
spend
our,
in.
Morristown is great.
We're in a three square mile town, and these gift certificates are good at over 150 different locations. You can use it from retail to food to your lawyer to a doctor, you know, all kinds of people.
See, that's such a great idea. See, Booton should do something like that.
And it would help a town like Booton, too, because Booton really could use that economic boost.
We have a new downtown community sort of organizing group that does a lot of things for the retail shops.
But not just Booton. Any town should do that.
Any town that
has a little town center, and even one that's a little bit more spread out, although I think it might work better if a town is like, if there's like a downtown. There are so many towns that are spread out. Would it be more difficult, do you think, to do it, Paul?
You know, it really depends on the infrastructure that's already in place. Is the business community organized? And if not, then you might want to look at a geographic territory to make it more doable if somebody's doing this as just
even
a
if you
passion.
Don't have a community organized buy local campaign going, which you should get involved and make one if there isn't.
Yeah.
I still encourage everybody to go out and find a local artisan. I love buying crafts from local people around the holidays and supporting, you know, people who are really just making cool stuff and making sustainable green stuff.
Well, because as Paul said, these are the folks that will give back.
I go to my honey, my bee lady, and buy all kinds of soaps and things for everybody.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Sweet, you're so funny.
All right, that wraps up another Green Dudes segment, people.
Come back, Paul, please.
Thank you, ladies, you bet.
Want more information on this Green Dudes segment and other ideas for low-stress green living? Go to thegreendivas.com. That's THEGreenDivas.com.